does pickleball have to do with following Jesus? More than you might think. Hey, join me as we discover that you don't have to know everything before you begin. You simply need to accept His invitation and take that first step. Pickleball. It's all the rage. When my friend Sandra first told me that she was playing pickleball, I was like, what in the world is that? So she was an avid tennis player, and she explained some of the rules and how it was kind of similar and the setup of it. And she said it's really a simple game and you'd catch on quickly. But to me, it kind of felt overwhelming. And I thought, it's probably not for me. I'm good. And then a friend invited me to come play at a local community center that's just up the road from me, from where I live. And to be honest, I was a little nervous, but I went, and I was intimidated the moment that I pulled into the parking lot. I kind of nervously walked in, and I thought, I'm just going to sit over here and watch for a while, just kind of try to get the hang of it, just see how things work, and I might play at some point. But that's not quite how things work there. The players began to show up. They were introducing themselves to me, and one man even came over and he gave me one of his paddles to use. And he said, the best way to learn is just to get out there and play. And it really wasn't that hard. I realized that I didn't have to know it all in the beginning. I would learn along the way. And I was going to make mistakes, of course, but if I did, and when I did, they were very forgiving. They'd say, learn from it, and we'd move on to the next play. And that was it. It was actually pretty simple. Hey, we're continuing in the book of John, chapter 5. Let's look at verse 24. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Let me say it to you this way. Jesus is saying, this is the truth. Those who listen to his message and believe in God, the one who sent him, will have eternal life. They will be forgiven of their sins and not condemned for them. Do you want to know how to be saved? That's it. These are the words of Jesus, the Son of God, the one equal with God. He's our Lord and our Savior. And if he said it, I'll believe it. I mean, not what others have said, not what tradition or religion teaches, but what Jesus said. And just like that silly pickleball game, you don't have to know everything to begin. You just need to know the simple truth of who Jesus is and that he's offering this beautiful free gift of forgiveness to you. See, we'll continue to learn more as we study his word, as others teach and pour into us through the local church, through discipleship, and as we experience God working in our lives through the Holy Spirit. But to start, we have to accept the invitation to join Him. So the question this morning is, do you believe? Let's talk more about salvation. If you have just maybe a few more minutes this morning, let's talk about some of those questions that you might have. I'll send you a text with a little extra resource to kind of help guide our time together. So if you haven't signed up for those texts yet, all you have to do is just text the number on your screen and I'll get that sent over to you soon. Hey, thanks for joining me this morning. I hope you enjoy your day.